Arrabossa, tarabossi, chi la rabossa. Andiamo con le rabossi.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you right now for today. And we thank you for this hour to come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving, Father God. And we thank you for what you're getting ready to do in advance in our life, in our family's life, in our ministries, in our, hallelujah, even in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, God, and even in our children's life, Father God. And Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I say that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone under the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus over their homes, their cars, their finances, hallelujah, even over their families right now. And I plead your blood right now in our communities, God, even among our African-American men, God. I thank you, Father God, that you will begin to cause revival to break out in the midst of our community concerning our African-American young men, God. And God, I thank you, Father God, that you said the heart of the king is in your hand. And God, I thank you right now that you turn the hearts of our, hallelujah, troubled teenagers, God, and our troubled young men that, hallelujah, trying to find their way back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you will even turn the fathers back to their sons and daughters, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree miracles in our communities, God, and God, turn down the, hallelujah, violence in our neighborhoods, in the name of Jesus, in our communities, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we speak life. We speak life to our, hallelujah, our young people right now. We speak life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lamente, and we speak salvation into their life, God, in the name of Jesus. And I say no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against them in judgment, it shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for the abundance of prosperity that you are bringing into our life, God, and into the, hallelujah, our bank accounts, and even into, hallelujah, the businesses, and Father God, even the individuals that have careers, God, that want success, God. And I thank you, Father God, that you will cause abundance of prosperity in the name of you, and abundance of resources, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us decrease that you may increase in us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you for the lift and for the turnaround and the breakthrough that you bring into our life, God. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Father God, for the shift. I thank you for the shift, God, the shift for the elevation, for the shift for the breakthrough, the shift for the lift, God, the shift for the prosperity, the transfer, hallelujah, hallelujah, wealth that you bring into your people, Father God, that we may build your kingdom, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the things that you're getting ready to do in our life. God, give us that unity, agape love, God, for one another, God. Saturate us with agape love, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, forgive us if we did anything, thought anything, or acted in a way that was not in your will, Father God. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, let us walk in the integrity of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, concerning our character, God. In the name of Jesus, lift us, God. Lift us, God, to a higher level in you, God. In the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you right now. You're dispatching your angels for angels of divine protection. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, healing and restoration. God, we decree it and declare it right now. In the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for the lift, and I thank you for the turnaround and the breakthrough that you bring into our life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we bless your name. We bless your name, Father God. The things of this world, Father God, when we consider what you have done from the heavens to the earth, Father God, whether it be the moon or the sea, Father God, that we can look at these things, Father God, and know that you are real, Father God. I thank you, God, for the peace that comes around us, Father God, in our lives, Father God, because we are secure in knowing who you are in our life, Father God. And everything else is an illusion, Father God, but we know that we can control through our mind what we desire it to be, Father God, for that is our faith, Father God. We thank you for the ministry, Father God, that allows us the platform to even come together to lift your name, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the covering, and we thank you for the mind, for you said this mind that be in you, be in us, is also in Christ Jesus, Father God, because it is right, Father God, as we think it, so shall these things be, Father God. And we thank you for the teachings that help us in our daily walk, the teachings that help us to network, the teachings that help us to be elevated for your glory, Father God, for your glory. We thank you for the protection that goes even from the beginning of the door of our sanctuary, Father God, to the closing, the exit door. We thank you for the covering, Father God. We thank you for the angels that come around, Father God, even through the praise and worship, Father God. We thank you, God, always for our ancestors, that we stand on their shoulders, our ancestors that prayed our way through, Father God. We thank you for even the Shin family, Father God, in this season. Thank you for our brothers and sisters, God. Thank you for everyone just putting a part in that pie that gets that ingredient of family, Father God. We bless your name. God, I'm asking you to touch the young people, touch the children of the families assembled here, that their minds are open to receive even in education from their teachers. Father God, we ask that you have the right people planted around our young people and even us, so that the association will not bring them down but elevate them, Father God. We're asking you to touch the young
people let their discernment, and you speak to them, speak to their hearts to do the things that are right, Father God, and not the pressures of the world, pressures of the school, Father God. Help us all to walk in your divine favor, Father God. Touch the lonely heart, God, in this day, Father God, the people who think that they're all alone and living alone, Father God, and not having anyone to embrace. Help them to get that holy boldness to go out to network, to smile, Father God, awakening them a joy, and as the prophets even say, a laughter, Father God, in this day, Father God. I'm asking you just to touch the families that have not come to you as of yet, Father God, where we're standing in the gap for them, that they'll be saved and caught up in the word, caught up in your love, caught up in your joy, Father God. We thank you for the healing that touches every woman's body, Father God, from their knees to their ankle to their womb, Father God, to their hearts, Father God, to their mind, and touch our ear that we'll have ear to hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. We give your name always, always to praise. Amen.
Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, and I lift up your people, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone and everything that concerns them, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them in judgment is condemned. I thank you, God. I thank you that your will be done, and that your people will begin to awaken to the things of you. I thank you, Father God, that they will answer to the call in which you have called them to be, Lord. I just thank you, Father, that, Lord, I just thank you that the righteous will prevail, Father. I just thank you. I thank you that the people will begin to arise. I thank you, Father God, that they will be like an army unto you, Lord Jesus. I just thank you, Father God, that they will hear and be obedient to your Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you for moving like never before. Lord, I thank you for safety. I thank you for protection. I thank you for Psalms 91, that he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Lord, I thank you for the new thing that you're doing in our life, yes, Father. And I just thank you, Father God, for the families. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you touch the people that are suffering in silence, and Lord, that they don't have a voice to speak, but I thank you, God, that you allow them to know that you are there and you are near. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for healing. I thank you for restoration. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that your people begin to trust in you once again, Lord, and I thank you, God, that Lord, that they believe in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I praise you and I adore you, Lord. I thank you that they are not weary in well-doing, but they are, Father, I thank you that their faith will carry them through, Father. I thank you, Father, for your anointing, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for your open heaven, Lord. I thank you for your angels, Lord, to help them, Lord, and to move by your spirit, Lord. I just thank you, Father. I praise you, Father, and I thank you, Lord. Heal the family. Restore them, Father. Build them back up, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you, O Lord, for this time, Father God, that you have assigned and assembled all the saints, Father God, believing and trusting in you always. O Father God, we lift up our family members on tonight, Father God, on this today, Father God. It's a new day. So we thank you, O Lord. We lift up our family. We lift up our extended loved ones, wherever they are. We ask that you put a hedge of protection around them, Father God, each and every day. We thank you, O Father God, for spiritual blessings, O Father God, and gifts working throughout each of our family members' lives, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, Father God, that you uncover every secret thing concerning us, O Father God, so that we may make the appropriate decisions, O Father God, with wisdom and, Father God, with love. Every secret thing, Father God, that is hidden, O Father God, we ask that you reveal it right now in Yeshua's name. We thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing on today, Father God. We lift up, Father God, the body of Christ, O Father God. We lift up saints, O Father God, that are coming in, Father God, into the sheepfold, Father God. We ask right now for maturity, O Father God, from babes to mature saints, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for the process, O Lord. We ask, Father God, right now in the name of Yeshua, Father God, we pray for those that are unsaved right now, O Lord. We ask that you be with them, Father God, those that are on the fence, O Father God. O Lord, that you, Father God,
shine, Father God, through them. You said by your love, Father God, that you bring men to repentance. So we thank you, oh Father God, that we are ambassadors of your love on today, oh Father God, that we put on the mind of Christ, oh Father God. Father God, you said that we are seated in heavenly places with you. So we take, Father God, our authority, Father God, in heavenly realms, oh Father God, and we come and we adore you, Father God, each and every day, oh Father God. May we have a praise and supplication off of our lips, oh Father God, thanking you each and every day for what you are doing, oh Father God, and what you're going to do, Father God. We love you on today, oh Father God. We lift up our nation, oh Father God. We lift up our leaders, oh Lord. We lift up our new president, oh Father God. We ask right now for wisdom, oh Father God, that they call upon you, Father God, for wisdom. We thank you, O Lord, for the prophets, O Father God, that are going to be in the White House, O Father God, that are going to be in the midst of the president, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for what you're doing in that situation. We ask right now, O Father God, that the angels, O Father God, protect our country from the north, south, and east and west. And we thank you, O Lord, for uncovering everything, O Father God, that needs to be uncovered, Father God, regarding our nation, any terrorist plots, anything, Father God, any wicked plans, oh, Father God, that they may be uncovered, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Lord, for that. We lift up everyone in this nation, oh, Father God, all peoples, all creeds, all colors, Father God, all faiths, oh, Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for what you're doing. We trust you in every situation, Father God. We sell out to you, O Father God. We trust you in every situation, O Father God. You are our first love, and we put no one before you. So we thank you, O Lord, for that. We thank you, O Lord, for all spiritual gifts, Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for the prophetic, Father God, being globalized, Father God, through Archbishop and Pastor Prophetess Deborah. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the Jordan family. And we bless them, O Father God, and we lift them up in prayer each and every day, Father God, as we lift our own family up. So we say thank you, O Father God. We thank you for unity, O Lord. We thank you for being on one accord, Father God. It's in Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for each and every person on this line. Thank you, God, for hearing and answering every situation, God. Thank you, God, for the prophets, those who have come forth to pray. Thank you for touching their lives, God. Thank you for the mind, the heart, the desire to go forth in your name, God. Thank you, God, even now that you're touching every family, every person connected to the people on this line. Thank you, God, that you're destroying the yoke, God. You're lifting every burden, God, touching the hearts and bringing the turnaround in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for even looking upon those unspoken requests, God. We thank you for it now. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. Thank you for being present on this line, God. Your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst, and God, we thank you for it. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. We give your name the praise. Hallelujah. We lift your name now, God, in the name of Jesus. We're trusting you. We're believing you. Thank you for taking our faith to another level. Every person on this line, God, whatever they're believing for, God, Lord, open the eyes. Open the ears to see. The eyes to see, the ears to hear, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that every yoke is destroyed, God, even now, in the name of Jesus. Your purpose will be fulfilled for the people of God on this line, in the name of Jesus. Even the people we said we would pray for, look on them now, in the name of Jesus. Bring answers, God. Bring healings, God. Bring miracles, in the name of Jesus. And we're thanking you for it in advance, God. Your word says ask, ask, and it shall be given. So here we are before you, God, asking you to move by your power, move by your anointing, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah for every scheduled blessing, God. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for the bones to come on your line, on this line, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for all that you're doing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the people of God on the line even now. We thank you for every heart here and every family that is represented by every person here on this line that said yes to your will, Father. Allow your will to be done in our lives even now, Father God. Not our will, but your will, Father. Order our steps in your way, Father, that it may be pleasing to thee, Father God. Father, we thank you for the families coming together. We thank you for unity, Father. We thank you for peace even now, Father. Blow a fresh wind of peace in our homes, Father God, as we come and as we go, Father God. Allow protection to follow thee, Father. Send your protection angels for us as we travel, as we come and as we go, where we're going, Father God. Lead us in the way that we may go, Father. Allow your sweet voice to be sound in our ears, Father God, and in our hearts. Allow our words to be blessings to others, Father God. Father, allow us to have a clean heart, a meek spirit, Father God. We thank you for love even now. We thank you for relationships even now, Father God. We thank you for all uplifting our hearts even now, Father God. Father, eliminate the spirit of depression or the spirit of feeling down and beating yourself up. But Father, uplift our spirits and allow joy to reign in us and in our hearts even now, Father God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We thank you for peace of mind, Father God. Allow us to have sound mind even now, Father God. And as we give you the praise and glory and the honor, in your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
And how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Father, we thank you for the unity of our faith that brings manifestation of your promise and the fulfillment of what you've already promised us. Father, we thank you for moving in our lives and in the lives of your people. Thank you for our faith that moves mountains. Father, thank you for your word that does not return unto you void. Father, we thank you now for the healing that's taking place in our families. Thank you for the restoration that's taking place in our home. Thank you, Father, for breathing on our finances and that we might see increase and abundance. Thank you, Father, for moving the lives of our children and our spouses. Thank you for bringing peace like a blanket over the homes of each and every person that is under the sound of our voice. Thank you, Father, for the move of your spirit like never before. We thank you, Father, that as we lift up these things in your hand, God, you are already saying yay and amen. We give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I thank you, God, for the miracle that is all around us and in our life. I thank you, Father God, for the abundant life that you have given to each one of us. Father God, I lift every heart and mind and household that is on this phone call this morning, God, and I ask that you send a special blessing to them. Father God, I ask for the hedge of protection around our household and around our family and around our children, Father God. Father God, I ask that you keep our men, our brothers, up close to you, and our husbands and our sons and our daughters and our sisters, Father God. Father God, I lift up our elders right now before you, God, to guide them, God. Father God, I lift up our food, God. God, that you will protect it, God. Father God, I ask that any connection and network that we come together, God, that it is all pleasing in your name. And Father God, we know that this is our time and our time to rise up. And Father God, I ask so that you give us healing in any areas in our lives that we may be lacking into. And God, let your will be done in our life. Let us prosper in every area in our life. Holy Spirit, anything that is broken, Lord, please repair it in Jesus' name. Anything that is closed, Lord, please open it, Lord Jesus. Anything that seems like it's lost, God, we ask that you recover it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, because Father, we know that this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we welcome it. We honor this day, and we give your name the praise, and we give your name the honor. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that as we began to bless your name and began to lift our voice up like a trumpet, Father, we thank you, Lord, because Father, we know you hear us when we pray, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, because, Lord, you said in your word that there would be no good thing that you would withhold from us because we are your children. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the good things that you're about to bring into our lives in this season. Father, we thank you right now because this is your day, and we will move forward in, and we will proclaim your word, and we will lift your voice up like a trumpet, and we will proclaim unto the world your word and your ways. Father, we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, that you would touch those that need to be touched in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that have lost their ways. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your will be done in them. Touch them like they have never been touched before, because, Father, you said by your stripes that they have already been healed. Father, we lay claim to your word this day. And, Father, we speak life unto life in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we say live, and we say receive new strength of the Lord. But, Father, we know that you are our Jehovah Jireh. We know that you are the God that is more than enough. And, Father, we lift our voice up, and we give you praise, and we give you strength. We just give you glory because, Father, this is the will and this is the purpose and this is the plan that you have made for man. And we lift our voice even now, even in this midnight hour. Father, we say, have your way. We say, let thy will be done. We speak to the north. We speak to the south. We speak to the east. We speak to the west. And we say, let God arise and let God have his way. Let God arise and let the enemies be put under his feet. Let God arise and let the people began to give your name the glory and began to give your name the praise. Let God arise, because Lord, we know when we lift our voice and began to sing praises and began to give forth thanks unto you, Father. Father, it is your will. You get good pleasure in blessing us back. And Father, this is our honor to lift our voice up even in this midnight hour, even as we began to stand together collectively as a group, as a body in the oneness of the Spirit of God. Father, we say, move in every household in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to touch everyone that needs to be touched in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that your anointing will reside in every household that is represented on this call tonight, Father. Father, we cry out unto you, Lord, and we say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that those that are on this call tonight, Father, Father, that you will anoint them afresh, that you would touch them from the crown of their head even unto the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. And even as they will lead and begin to move forward in this day, Father, you will guide their footsteps, Father. And Father, you will lead them into good places. But Father, you are our good shepherd, and you are the one that shall lead us and guide us into green pastures. And Father, we thank you right now that the enemy has already been rebuked. The enemy has no place, no authority in our life, in our household, in our family. He has already been rebuked, and we say, Satan, get behind us. You have no place. Father, we come against the plan and the purpose of the enemy. We say he will not be able to fulfill that which he has thought it to do concerning our lives. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for those that are incarcerated, for those that are in prison. Lord, send your word. Send your word, let the light of your glory begin to shine in those dark places, that they will rise up and they will know that you are God, and you are God all by yourself. Come on, people of God, come on.
We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
that sickness shall be far from us. And that no sickness, no illness, nothing shall come against us in the name of Jesus. But Father, you will rise up. You will begin to go into that which does come against us in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
then what we can do, then what we can offer. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, we pray that you would continue to make us an example, a living example for your glory, for your people can see and they can be whole and know without a doubt that God is who he said he is. In the
name of
Jesus, we thank you. And it is so, and it cannot be no other way.
Come on, cannot.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Amen. God loves us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I just want to thank everyone for joining us on this midnight prophetic prayer call on tonight. This is our sixth day, and we are just rejoicing and giving God the glory. And this thanks, I just want to declare unto you, it can only get better and better and better.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to get ready to do giving the people of God an email address, so because we want to cry out and begin to utter those prayer requests, those requests that you haven't shared with nobody. You can just email it to us, and we're going to call them out before the throne of grace, because this is the midnight hour. This is the in-between hour. Where things are shifting, where things are changing and transforming for the glory of God. Amen. Yeah. Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to turn it into your hand so that you can dismiss us. And we're going to look forward to seeing everybody again tonight at 12 midnight, Monday morning, 12 midnight. Amen. If you want to get on the call, those of you that are listening, those of you that want to come on the call and pray, listen. But I just keep hearing, if my people, which are called by my name, will
by my name, come on,
they will hear from heaven. Amen. And Prophetess Naomi and some of us, we was talking, Prophetess Angel, we was talking, and we began to define, the Lord began to give us something. He said, prophecy plus prayer equal prosperity. And I'm talking prosperity in every aspect of your life. Prophecy plus prayer equal prosperity. Amen. Yes. We're going forth in the name of the Lord. It's a PPP hour that we're
all right. Come on now.
All right. So, Prophetess Naomi, you can go ahead on.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Deborah Jordan. All right, people, I want to thank you all once again for coming on the line tonight. Just want to kind of give a few announcements. We do have Sunday church service going on in a couple of hours, 9 a.m. Bible study. If you are in the New York City area and do not have a church home, you are welcome at the Zoe Ministries at our Eagles House at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street. If you have any family, friends in that area, and you can also call our 888-831-0434 if you need any more information, where we have our teaching from our Archbishop, E. Bernard Jordan, and promptly service starts at 11 a.m., okay? And then just to let everyone know, we are still in prophetic revival. Tomorrow at 4 p.m., we will be having Prophet Daniel Almotang all the way from Ghana, London, the U.K., where he's from. He will be at Sunday at our Eagles House, 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street at 4 p.m., and he has given us a special instruction to bring in our white candle. So those that are in the New York area, make sure you have your white candle and that you are there. Get your seat early. We know that every last night at the Prophetic Revival is always jam-packed and is booked, okay? So you want to get a good seat. You want to make sure you're there and in a place called there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay. I would say that is our announcement right now. Just to let everyone know, prayer promptly starts at 12 a.m., I will be on the line between 11:50 and 11:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time just to take the line up on the call. Company of Prophets, most of you guys have my telephone number. If you are coming in late, text me and let me know so I can have you part of the lineup. And I can just be communicating and letting you know who to go right after and stuff. I do know Pastor's going to be putting in protocols with the Prophetic Prayer Warriors. And stuff like that, with dealing with structured prayer and anointing. So I'm super excited about that because we are strengthening our prayer life in this season. We'll come in at between 11:50 and 11:55, or text me, let me know you're coming in so I can definitely have you part of that lineup for that call. And if you are not a member of the Company of Prophets, but want to come in and pray anyway, we need to make sure you are clear and how to just to know the protocol with the prayer line, with this conference call line. You will need to email Pastor Deborah Jordan at her personal email address. She doesn't give this out much to everyone. It's D as in Deborah, A as in Ann, J as in Jordan, PRO7@AOL.com. You can email her that information so I can get that information, and we will be able to get in touch with you. Either myself or one of the prophetic prayer warriors will get in touch with you. Make sure you're clear. Just kind of doing a real quick brief background. Want to make sure we're all, you know, we all proclaim the same faith and everything, but just make sure you're clear and how to come on to this conference call line. So this call line is really designated for our Archbishop with his teachings and stuff. So just want to make sure you're clear with the protocol, and this is for those that are not part of the Company of Prophets. So please email us that information if you feel led to be on the call, or if you're affiliated with the ministry, you're a pastor, or you have your own ministry, email us or just text us. Text one of us so we can get in touch with you so we can make sure you're part of the lineup as well. Once again, thank you, everyone, and we will be back here at 11:55 today, 11:55 p.m. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I'm clear, and if that's it, I can stop the recording.
All right.
All right, thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night.